How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
On the hotline right now is the host of the Bucks Uncensored podcast. You could download it by going to iTunes or Google Play or Stitcher or anywhere you find podcasts, any platform you use. Bucks Uncensored is one of the top sports podcasts out there and has a rabid fan base. I am one of them, known as the Stick Carriers. He is on the hotline right now. Justin Pawlowski, the commish. What's up, buddy? Oh, hold on. I'm stupid, Justin. Hey, Justin, what's up, buddy?
Oh, man, I had really had a good introduction, and then I wasn't on yet.
I know. I hit the wrong button.
What's going on, Johnny D?
Yeah, what's up, pal? My fat finger hit the wrong button, but my fat finger don't have diabetes, so I just found out, and I'm happy. What's going on, Pawlowski?
I am a b-hole, and I love being on your show.
Mark this tape. Thank you. That's a promo right there. Thanks, buddy. I hope I'm not coming off too angry at some of the fans tonight, and I'm glad you caught what we were talking about. But I'm super frustrated at how people are just jumping on killing Jameis right now. And this story's been out there for 8 or 9 months now. People have known this is coming down the pike, and now all of a sudden everybody hates America's quarterback. What is going on?
All right, well, let me for those that are listening to the show tonight, you're not dumb. You're just gullible.
Yes.
To what our evil Bucks media in this town is trying to portray and get into your brains. Realize the date. Realize where we are. There's nothing going on with the NFL, okay? This incident with Jameis Winston happened in 2016. Just understand that this evil Bucks media in this town is capitalizing on this suspension, on this situation that happened in 2016, so that you will simply click on their story or click on their radio show so that you can hear this great debate. Listen, Johnny B has given it to you straight, okay? This whole situation is sickening that the evil Bucks media is going to jump on this guy as if he just did it yesterday. Let's not act like this is new information that has just come out. This is just the NFL taking what happened 2 years ago and then trying to do to Jameis Winston what they've done to all these other NFL players that have been accused but then not vilified or justified. There's been nothing that has been circumstantial that has led to the suspension. And now you read one column from one columnist that's just trying to get clicked to save their newspaper from going out of business, so that now we're going to just get rid of Jameis Winston. I mean, that is just asinine. I mean, it is just completely stupid. You know, Ben Roethlisberger was accused of much harsher things, and guess what? He has gone on to be one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL over the last 10 years. So let's just hold on a second. Let's see how this all plays out. And if Jameis Winston's not going to appeal, that doesn't mean you're just going to cut him from the team. Because if you cut him from the team, Johnny B, what are you going to do next year? You're going to invest everything you have to try and trade up to try and find a quarterback. Because that's what every NFL team in the league is trying to do, is find a quarterback. Jameis Winston's, what, 24 years old?
Yeah.
Just calm down a little bit, people.
That's my point too. What if this is a family member of yours and somebody accused him of something, And because they were a little boisterous in college and they had an outgoing personality that annoyed people that didn't, you know, go to the same college as him or root for the same college. Would you just say, you know what? My brother Dan, you know, the Uber driver said he did it. He's out of the family. Don't talk to us. Don't call us. Don't do anything. It just blows my brain that people will do this with no proof. There's nothing out there. Like, this is just an allegation. And, like, when this girl lawyers up, like, immediately, if anything, it should make you open your eyes and go, all right, well, let's look at this from every angle. Let's get the facts straight here before we start judging. But like you said, and this is what I told people, know the source. Know why people are saying what they're saying about somebody, because there's an agenda behind everything that most of the media is throwing at you. Don't be an idiot. Don't be gullible.
And again, I'm driving home late at night, but, you know, I think when we look at this whole situation, you know, for an Uber driver, for an incident that happened in 2016, for this to just come out, you know, I don't know how many months ago now, but it took almost 2 years for it to come out. And now all of a sudden it's like, why wouldn't it come out immediately?
Why didn't she call the police?
Exactly. You know, if this was this egregious, oh, well, he was in the car with other people. Now he was. Well, no, the other people had left, and he was in the car by himself. Mm-hmm. He was in the front seat. No, he was in the back seat. Well, if you're in the back seat, how in the hell are you going to reach all the way in the front, not to grab her breast, mm-hmm. not to grab her stomach, no, to grab all the way in her crotch? I mean, imagine that. I'm driving right now. If somebody's in the back seat and they try to grab my crotch, first off, I'm going to say, go for it.
Yeah.
And second off, I'm going to be like, wait, that's quite a long reach you have there. And, I don't know. It all just sounds kooky to me, and it sounds like the NFL's like, well, you know, this whole thing, Jameis should have reported it. So, you know what? To be safe, we're just going to suspend him for 3 games. The only thing I take from this, Johnny B., is that God bless Jameis Winston, and, you know, I'm happy for him. He does a lot of great things in the community. But I'm going to bang my chest and say, you know what? I have better Uber ratings than Jameis Winston.
Right? You do, buddy. I've seen it. I've seen your 5-star rating.
5.0.
Yeah.
Nobody has a 5.0 rating. Nobody has a better rating right now at Uber.
I know somebody in this room that screwed up their rating. Listen, last week, Kellen Winslow Jr. Made the news for raping multiple elderly ladies. And right now, if you were to do a poll of the local Tampa fan base, as to who is the most vilified Buccaneer, everybody would say Jameis right now. And this guy has just been accused of things. And like you said, it's just people pumping people up with the information they want to get the results that he wants. It's just gross. I just wish more people were free thinking and more people actually thought before they judge people. It's sad to me because I really wholeheartedly believe that Jameis Winston is a good kid, and I think his heart's in the right place. And until it's proven differently, I'm going to stand by the guy.
Well, what's sad is that you have a failing newspaper and a failing sports talk radio station in town that are just going to throw out the fact that the Bucs should just get rid of them. And the reason that they're throwing this stuff kind of out right now in the middle of June when the news came down. So I'm sorry. So the incident happened in 2016. So then the NFL comes down with a suspension, which, by the way, they've done with all these other athletes across the NFL.
Yeah.
And so now a failing newspaper in this town, in Tampa Bay, along with a failing sports talk station, they're going to have people come out and say that the Bucs should get rid of a franchise quarterback they drafted first overall just a few years ago because of a situation that happened 2 years ago. That's, to me, a desperate measure by two failing entities in this town to try and get clicks and listens to save their own jobs. Sorry, I'm not buying it. And you know what? That's the main reason I'm glad I got out of the sports media in this town and I can do my own podcast that's not owned or managed by anyone other than myself, so that I can give my own opinion and realize that I'm not going to jump to the type of conclusion after 2 years that this incident went by, when the NFL comes down with a suspension that they normally come down with on any other athlete for any other accusation. That just shows you the type of sports media we have in this town. And, oh, by the way, you know, I think when we look at Jameis Winston as a whole, not just Jameis Winston, but this incident, so you can just accuse any NFL player yep. these days of something, not have any concrete evidence, not have anything that comes to the surface to where you can have proof that something happened and that player gets suspended. Well, by the way, I'm going to go ahead and accuse Alvin Kamara, Cam Newton, Julio Jones of some of the most egregious things. Let's go ahead and suspend them as well. I mean, this is absolute BS. I thought I was on my podcast. I almost cussed on your show.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
I love you.
Thanks,
and,
pal.
And it just, I don't know. It just, it really, really frustrates me how people are just buying into the local media that's trying to save their own job, trying to save their own entities from going out of business by throwing out these asinine, and you know, it's funny, at the Times was trying to defend Tom Jones by saying, well, he's entitled to his own opinion, and he believes in those opinions. You got to be effing kidding me that he believes in the opinion that you're just going to cut Jameis Winston? I mean, that is the dumbest opinion I've ever heard in my life.
Even national pundits, I mean, Mike Florio himself today on his podcast said, I'm not going to judge until I see the letter from the NFL saying why they're suspending him. He goes, I want to hear the explanation before I even have an opinion on Jameis Winston. And this guy's one of the biggest football writers out there. But you get a local guy, and he's like, kick him off the team. Makes a lot of sense.
Well, here's the thing. Mike Florio doesn't have to save ProFootballTalk.com from going out of business. The Times have, listen, they are on the way out. Okay, anyone you've talked to, I mean, they've even had their own writers tweeting out that they're nervous about what's going to happen before the end of the year. Okay, everyone knows that the newspaper is a dying breed. You got to write something. You know, sports talk radio in this town, they're not getting any ratings. You might as well throw some, you know, crazy opinion out so that you can get people to listen or click on your story. And you know what? There's a lot of people in this town that buy into that. Now, what I'm preaching to you right now is, you know, create your own opinion. Understand that there's a lot more to the story than the opinion of some guy who's just trying to save his own job, right? So, you know, I hope people realize that. I hope people are smarter than that. And I hope that we're talking to the minority of people that are maybe jumping on this type of bandwagon that are just being louder than a majority of the people that believe that Jameis Winston is a good person. He's done a lot of good for this area. He's done a lot of good for this community. And you know what? When you look statistically, he's continually improved, and he's still under the age of 25.
Yeah.
So you're just going to, for a franchise that's never had, okay, you had Doug Williams a little bit. Other than that, you've never had a true franchise quarterback that can lead your franchise, that can be the star and elite player of your franchise, and you're just going to cut him? I mean, I honestly cannot wrap my brain around it. I cannot fathom it. And it's kind of embarrassing at the moment. And, you know, I agree with Mike Florio. Let's see what the NFL comes out with. And here's my thing with that, Johnny B. The NFL had a new rule that just came down, I think recently, maybe even as soon as a couple of months ago, to where, you know, oh, we're going to suspend players if they don't report, quote-unquote, report an incident. Okay, well, this incident happened in 2016. So that is before this new rule came down. So if he's being suspended in this new rule, then how does that come into play? And to me, the Players Association should step in and say, that's not, this incident happened before this new rule
Right.
place. So I hope that this suspension is not part of that new rule, or it can get very, very ugly. And I hope that the Players Association would defend Jameis Winston in that situation if he is being guilty of not reporting
Absolutely. We are talking to Justin Pawlowski. He is the host of Bucks Uncensored. The podcast can be found pretty much anywhere you find a podcast. Also, part of JoeBucksFan.com's family of podcasts, so you can find them released there. Right now on a little break, but go back and listen to episodes. If you haven't heard Bucks Uncensored and you're a Bucks fan, you've done yourself a disservice. Justin, thank you so much for calling in, dude. Your passion is my passion, and people that think logically about the Bucks, they love to hear that from you. So I'm glad that we could have you on terrestrial radio voicing this opinion right now in the heat of everything.
I love you, Johnny D, and I do apologize. I told you I would come on during the Apple a Day prom.
It's all good.
When we were for the prom, and quite frankly,
stupid.
Me too.
And I realized
breaking up, Commission.
I didn't want to go on the radio.
It's okay, buddy.
I was too drunk at the prom to come on with you.
Oh, I know, I know.
So was I, but I had to do it for 3 hours.
Yeah, I was also drunk when I was hosting my own show at the prom. Thank you, Justin Pawlowski.
Love you.
I'll talk to you soon, pal.
Thanks, Commission.
I love you, and Anna and Ryan, you all do a great job.
Thanks.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks, bud.
I love
Justin Pawlowski. Seriously, listen to Bucks Uncensored. It's my favorite podcast. I listen to it three episodes a week during the football season, two episodes a week during the offseason. His podcast, Ira Kaufman, who's a old-school Tampa Tribune writer who now works for Joe Bucks fans, one of the most honest guys. There are some good sports media out there. Scrum Sports, there's some good sports media out there. You just have to find it.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.